We're doing Dov's Minute. We're up to Yigdal, the 11th principle. Hashem is Gomel Le'ish Chesed Kemif'alo. God does unto a person kindness as a person himself acts. Meaning Hashem pays back a person according to his actions. If he behaves appropriately, if he does mitzvot, then Hashem does chesed for the person. Noten la'rasha, God gives to the wicked, ra, bad, kirishato, in accordance with his wickedness. And this refers to the 11th principle, that there is payback, that whoever keeps the mitzvot, Hashem pays him back, and whoever does not, Hashem pays him back. There are different gilsot here, whether we say noten or yiten la'rasha kirishato, whether we say gomel ish chesed or ish chasid. We have to understand a little bit, what does it mean? Who's doing the chesed? Hashem is doing chesed, just like a person's actions. We might say this is referring to the concept that even though Hashem gives us rewards, it's not like Hashem owes us, but rather Hashem is giving us beyond what Hashem owes us. If we don't keep the Torah, then we deserve to be punished. God said this is how we should live. But if we just listen, do we deserve a reward? You tell a child, don't touch the oven, it's hot. He doesn't touch it. Then he comes and says, you want to give me a reward? I didn't touch the oven. He doesn't deserve a reward. So we say keeping the Torah is like retaining ourselves from touching a hot oven. So why do we get reward? That's chesed. So Hashem is gomel ish chesed kemifalo. Hashem does kindness to a person just like in accordance with a person's actions. But it's really Hashem's kindness. And then whoever's a rasha, Hashem does bad to him in accordance with his wicked. Some say that there's an allusion over here to the fact that Hashem will only pay back kirishato in accordance to the wickedness that one did. If one thought to do wickedness but did not transgress, he does not get punished. Hashem only punishes a Jew for the wickedness that he actually does. But if a person intended to do kindness and did not succeed in doing it, then he will get paid back as though he had fulfilled it because he really meant to do it. It didn't work out. The last point is that we say that if a person had in mind, he wanted to do mitzvah, he went to do mitzvah, but it for reasons beyond his control, he was not able to fulfill the mitzvah, then he gets reward as though he did it. You read a shidduch, you mean to marry off the two. But then it didn't work out. That's beyond your control. So it's considered as though you fulfilled the mitzvah.
But according to the
So mifalo can also be translated differently. Some want to say that kemifalo means like his intent to act. That Hashem already gives like he would have acted. That's how some want to translate. I don't understand exactly how they derive it from the words, just like you pointed out. That's why I said some say it, because I don't think everyone would agree that this concept is alluded to over here.